I'm not going to gloat on anybody having to pay a legal bill, but I think it vindicates my co-option onto Donegal County Council. And to me, you know, that's the most important thing. I just that never felt from day one that there should have been a problem. But, you know, that's what the courts are there for anybody who has, thinks they have a gripe for to take their issue to. And that's what happened here. And I'm just glad that the council has been to pick up the tab on it on behalf of the taxpayer.
Now a line can be drawn under that. For you, this would have been one of the most proudest times in your public life. There must have been a cloud hanging over you at this time or over the whole experience. Did it put you under much pressure?
That does to a certain extent. You have to get on with your work. You know, you have the people there that you're representing. But at the same time, it's an issue that didn't go away. It kept popping its head up. No matter where you went, there was always people asking you about the case, you know, and it became a kind of a hot political issue. And you didn't want to mislead people, but at the same time, you didn't really know where you stood yourself. You know, any time you go to court, and particularly, you know, onto the higher courts of the land, you never know what kind of a result or how the thing's going to pan out. So, you know, it was difficult over that period of 18 months, and I'm glad it's behind me now, you know, and as the man says, I do want to draw a line in the sand and get on with the job. It's only another 18 months to the next local election, and I plan to be there fighting that election as well. So that's where we stand. It's time for me to move on, and hopefully everybody else can as well.